Okay, this week we start Chumash Vayikra, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Parshas HaChodesh, three Sifrei Torah this week. Okay, Parshas starts off, Pasuk Beis, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, V'amarta Alehem, Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem Korban Hashem. Hashem tells Moshe, speak to Bnei Yisrael, Adam, a person who brings from you a Korban Hashem. And all the Mepharshim concentrate on the word Mikem. Adam ki Yakriv Mikem. A person who brings from you a carbon of Hashem. The word Mikem seems to be extra. Adam ki Yakriv, carbon of Hashem. The pasuk could have said, a person who brings a carbon to Hashem. What's Adam ki Yakriv Mikem? A person brings from you. The Mikem seems to be extra. Ayin ponim atayra, and Mepharshim dashing the word Mikem. I know we said many of this over in the past. The Ramban learns, Mikem, the Ramban's understanding of Karbonis is, when a person brings a carbon, a person has to realize that really it should be him himself who's being put up on the Mizbeach. He did the Aveira, he's the one who needs the Kapara, it should be his Dam, his Chelev, his Eivorim, his Eivorim that are put up on the Mizbeach. Adam ki Yakriv Mikem, from you. A person has to realize that really the carbon is Mikem. It should be from you. The person needs the Kapara. But Hashem did a chesed, instead of the person having to give up his own life, min ha-behema, min ha-boko, min ha-tsoin, takrivu es karbanchem. Hashem gave us the zchus to bring karbonos from the behemoth instead. When a person brings a karbon from the behemoth, it's a kaporo, and he has to realize it should really be my dam, my chelev, my evar, mikem. It should really be from you. The bits of Elojana and others stress the idea that when a person brings a carbon, he's showing the idea that what caused him to sin, what caused him to do the Aveira, the Yetzahara, or the Behema that's within him. Every person has the Kedusha in him. Every person has Taivis, the Nefesh HaVehamiyas within him. It's as if to show that what caused a person to do the Aveira, the animal instincts within him, the Behema that's within him. So Yaakov Mikem, he brings from you, take your taivis, the idea of the carbon is, take your yetzahara, take your taivis, take your desires, and be makiv it, give it away, Hashem, give it away. When you bring a carbon, you're taking your taivis, the behemoth within you, and you bring that as if saying, I'm offering my taivis, I'm giving it away to you, and I want to remain kaidish, I want to give away my taivis. Adam Yaakov Mikem. How does a person come close to Hashem? When he gives away from himself. He gives up from himself. A person has a taiva, a yetzahara. He gives it up. The honor of Hashem, Adam Kiyachim Mikem, that brings him carbon, Hashem calls to Hashem. The Al-Sheikh says it very similarly also. The Ben Shchai says a famous marshal. I know I said it over last year, but I think it's a tremendous marshal. Ben Shchai says over, a person once came into the big city, and he's walking the stores, looking in the windows, trying to buy a nice gift. And he walks from one store to the other, and he passes by a store that sells mirrors. Mirror. And he's very intrigued by all the different mirrors that he sees. Each one has a different picture inside. It depends how he looks at it. He looks at one mirror, he sees a reflection on that side. A mirror facing the east, he sees a reflection coming from the east. He's very intrigued by all the mirrors that he sees. And he walks into the store, and he says to the Baal Boss, tell me, I need a nice mirror for a gift. Do you have a beautiful mirror you could show me? The Baal Boss takes down a nice mirror with a beautiful frame around it, hand carved, shows it to him. Here's a nice mirror, go ahead. It's priced just right. We'll make a beautiful gift. Whoever you give it to will appreciate it. Should I wrap it up for you? He says, 1 minute, let me look at it very closely. Takes the mirror, he holds it this way, holds it that way, looks at it this way, looks at it all around. And he gives it back to the Baal Boss. And he says, sorry, but this mirror is not for me. I'm not interested in it. Baal Boss says, why not? What's wrong with it? This mirror is one of a kind. It's a beautiful mirror. Why don't you want it? And he says, I'll tell you why. The outside around the mirror looks very nice. But when I look into the mirror, I don't like the picture that I see when I look right into it. I see a person, his beard's not straight. His hair is not combed, his clothing aren't on straight, he's not clean. How could I bring home such a picture to my house? So Baal Boss starts laughing and says to him, nah, comb your beard, comb your hair, fix up your clothing, let's wash it up, and you look in the mirror, everything will be fine. Says the Ben Ishchai, Adam ki Yakriv Mikem. When a person means a carbon, look at yourself. mikem. Look within you. Look who you are. A person does an aveira, Adam ki yakriv mikem, from you. Look within you. Every person, Hashem gave kaychus to, Hashem gave abilities to serve Hashem. And what do? We sometimes take what we have, and we use it the wrong way. And if we look at our reflection in the mirror, the hair is not combed, and the shaman doesn't look so nice, we look in the reflection. Take mikem from you. Look within you. And bring a carbon, mikem. Look within you. And the person looks within you will see the tikkun isn't, the problem's not on the outside, the problem's on the inside. And a person works on being a sack in the inside, the person is zeichet to do tshuva. Adam ki yakriv mikem, be makriv from you, look within you, within yourself, when you bring a carbon. Ben Ishchai is on, the word mikem is Rosh HaTevis, mida keneged mida. Mem chav mem. Mem chav mem. Mida keneged mida. Sometimes people ask why do things happen, this and that. Ben Ishchai, look around. Many times you'll see that what happens is mida keneged mida. The way you treat others, that's how they treat you in Shemayim. The way you appreciate the davening, that's how they appreciate your davening in Shemayim. The way you machshiv Torah, that's how they machshiv your Torah in Shemayim. Everything that a person does is mida keneged mida. Mikem. Sometimes a person has tainus, why things happened. Mikem. Look within you. Mida keneged mida. A lot of times a person realizes that he needs improvement, and he's being treated in Hashemayim, mida keneged mida, the way he treats others, or the way he's machshev the Torah mitzvahs is the way he's treated. It's all mida keneged mida. The Oyev Yisrael, the After Rav, it's well known that he said it himself that he was a gilgal of different neshamas, however we understand it, and he would tell over this story. He said that he was one of the Pirchei Kohuna in the Beis HaMikdash. He was one of the young Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash. And his lashon is, I saw this night when he said over the story, the Oyev Yisrael, the Abdur Rav.
And he was?
Oyev Yisrael. He was a Gilgal.
The coin?
I'm not sure. But he said that he was, and he said that he was one of the young Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash. And he said over, I saw this night mitchilasei vatsoifa, from beginning until end. He told over the following story. In Yerushalayim, there was a big usher, a big macher, a leader. Rabbi Groinum was his name. And Groinum was from the Chashuvei Yerushalayim. One Shabbos, Rabbi Groinum was over in Issa B'Shagig. He was over in a very of Chil Shabbos B'Shagig. And Bizman the Beis HaMikdash, what does one do when he's over in a very of B'Shagig? He has to be a carbon chatos. So after Shabbos, Reb Groinum, yeah, bring a carbon, not, he has to go bring a carbon. He goes the next day to the marketplace to buy a behemoth. He goes to the seicher to buy, and the seicher says to him, what can I do for you? Chosh v'yid, Reb Groinum, what can I do for you? I need a behemoth. What kind of behemoth? I need a female sheep, a female goat. Oh, you need a chatos. You need a chatos to bring to the base of Mikdash. Oh, you need a chav. Here's a nice sheep for you. Oh, he gives him the sheep. He's already turned. He's embarrassed already. He made the seichin knows. He needed a chatos. Brings him a goat. He takes a rope, ties it around the neck, and he's walking with the goat up to the Har HaBayis. He's walking through the streets. Shamach groin him. Why bring a goat? Everyone he meets. A chatos. And he starts walking up to the Har HaBayis. On the way up to the Har HaBayis, he suddenly realizes the rope feels very light. Turns around, the goat's gone. The goat's gone. The goat's not there. Oi, my goat got lost. Gives out a scream, my goat got lost. My goat? Reb Groinum's goat got lost. Reb Groinum's chatos got lost. Everybody comes running to help him find his goat, chatos. Everyone hears about the chatos that he has, the chatos that he has to bring. Finally, they find the goat. By now, he's terribly embarrassed. Everyone heard about his chatos and his goat. They tie the rope back on. He brings the goat up to the Habayis. He comes to the Beis HaMikdash. He walks into the Azara. He comes with the goat. And it was a busy day in the Azara. The Kohanim are there. And he tries to find a Kohen to bring his chatos. It wasn't so easy to find a Kohen to bring the chatos.
And
chados? No, I don't. I think shlomim is a chados. Finally, finds a kohen who takes the chados from him. The kohen takes the chados and shechs it, puts it up on the mizbeach. When he burns the murim on the mizbeach, the fire burnt in the shape of a kelev, in the shape of a dog. The fire was in the shape of a kelev. So the kohen said to him, "Groinom, it's a simon that you didn't do tshuva yet. The fire is burning a kelev in the shape of a dog. That's a simon that you didn't do tshuva." So by this time, the groinom, with all the embarrassment and all whatever happened, and now his tshuva's not accepted, he breaks down, he cries, and this time he did an emes tshuva, and the shape of the fire changes, and it looks like a lion. And the kohen tells him, "Look at the fire, it's in the shape of a lion. That's a simon that you did tshuva." Wow. Simon that you did tshuva. Said the Abba Rav, "I saw this Maisa from beginning until end." He says, "Don't think for a second, Karbonos, we read in the Chumash, we read the words, brings an oigla, brings a mincha, a chatos, very nice. When someone brought a chatos, there was a tremendous embarrassment involved. There was a tremendous, the atmosphere around it involved. Someone went ahead and brought a chatos. And that was all to encourage a person to do tshuva, to encourage a person to do tshuva and he brought the chatos. When a person brought the chatos in his beach, it was a simon min hashemayim whether or not the chatos was accepted. But the ikka of the korbanos were not the animal, were not the emurim. The ikka was the tshuva that a person did when he brought the korbanos. This svara said over, I think, many times. Shem Shmuel, very famous, very, very nice vart. There's a big difference between the oil asa'if and the chatos oif. We learned after Sheni in Perik Aleph in Pasuk Yudalad, the Pasuk tells us if he brings an oila for an oif, he does not by an oila sa'if, he separates the head and the guf. He separates the head from the body of the oila. The Pasuk says, Umalgus Roshoi, takes the head, doesn't bleak on the head, puts the head in the Mizbeach, he separates the head from the body of the bird by a covered oila. By a chata sa'if, in Perik Hei, Pasuk Ches, the Torah tells us that by a chata sa'if, we do not separate the head from the body of the oila sa'if. Pasuk tells us, he means it to the Kayin, v'lo yavdil. He doesn't separate. Malak is Raisha, Mimu Arpoi, v'lo yavdil. Perik Hei, Pasuk Ches, he does Malika, he does not separate the head from the guf by a chata sa'if. Hashem Shmuel explains very nicely. Why by the oila sa'if, does he separate the head from the guf? And by the chatos ha'oif, he doesn't. And he says, beautiful var, which I think will give everybody a lot of chizik. He says, why does a person bring an oila? What aveira does an oila come from? Why do we bring an oila for? The Gemara says, for hira aleiv. A person who has bad thoughts, thinks about improper machshavis, improper thoughts, needs a kapara. The oila comes as a kapara for bad thoughts, improper thoughts that a person has. Says Hashem Yishmur. How does the Gemara call improper thoughts? Hir hur halev. Thoughts of the heart. And he asks, why the heart? Your thoughts are in the mind, in the head. You think with your heart, or you think with your head. Hir hur roish. Why hir hur halev? Why are they called hir hur halev? And he answers brilliantly. And he says, thoughts, every person's mind, a person thinks millions of thoughts every day. A person can't control thoughts that pop into his head. Thoughts pop into a person's head, he can't control it. The Torah does not have a tain on a person for thoughts that pop into his head. We're humans, we think, our minds work. The problem is what we do after we have the thought. After we have a thought, if we have a thought that's not proper, what do we do with it? We should think about Dovah Shebi Kedusha and take our mind off of it. The Aveira, what he's a kapara for is the Hir Hur Halev. He takes the machshava that came into his head, and now he brings it down to his heart. And he starts thinking about it, and dwelling on it, and enjoying the machshava that he has. And that's the aveira that he needs to do tshuva for the hira alei, for taking that machshava and bringing it down into his heart. It says in the Pasuk, v'loysa suru acharei levavachem, acharei neichem, v'loysa suru. The Gemara says a lotion of spying, of looking around. By Yeshuvu Mitur Ha'aretz. It says by the Meraglim, they return from spying in the land. A spy doesn't just look fast, a spy concentrates. He has to return crucial information. He has to return accurate information. A spy does not return accurate information. He's off a little bit, His whole report isn't worth much. But a person has a machshava, don't keep it. Don't bring it into you. But try to take the machshava out. The taina is on bringing the machshava down to your heart. Therefore, by the oila, what does a person do? When you bring the carbon, separate the head from the body. Because his avera was, he did not separate the head from the body. He brought the machshava down into his heart. The tikkun is, separate the head from the body. To teach us, when he has the machshava, separate it. Machshava pops in the head, that you don't need a kapara for. Everyone has machshavas that come. Machshavas come and go. But what he does with the machshava is why he needs the kapara. He did not separate the head and the guf. Therefore, as a kapara, bring the oiga, which separates the head and the guf. A chatos. Why does a person bring a carbon chatos for? Because of an aveira he did b'shagig. How does one do an aveira b'shagig by mistake? He doesn't concentrate on his actions. He doesn't concentrate on his actions. He does an action without thinking. Right? It happens to us. We put the light on Shabbos. What happens? No one, without reflex, walk into the room, hand hits the switch, the light goes on. We do an aveira without thinking. The aveira was, we did not connect the head and the guf. The body acted on its own. The body did not act with the head. The body acted without thinking. There was no connection between thought and the actions. It was an automatic action, a reflex that a person did. The aveira was that a person did not connect the head and the guf. The kapar is, bring a chata sa'if. By a chata sa'if, v'loy avdil. Do not separate the head and the body. His aveira was, they did not put them together. He acted without the head. The tikkun is, bring the chata sa'if, that the head and the guf stay connected. The teacher person, that his actions have to always be done with his head. When a person does something, he has to think it through before he does it. He has to think before he acts. He didn't bring the chatas oif to show that the head and the guf have to be connected. Inside, it's a very nice piece. It's not hard to understand. If you want to see it inside, it's in Shem Yishmol Vayikra and Shnas Tofresh Ayin Hei, the very end. The last two pieces, it's divided up by years, in Shnas Tofresh Ayin Hei, the last two pieces in Shem Yishmol, it's very, very nicely written inside, and it's a very powerful, very, very powerful lesson. Shabbos is already with Shchayish Nisan. With Shchayish Nisan, Benissan Nigalu, Benissan Asidan Lingoyel, the Geula Betzrayim came in Nisan, the Geula will come in Nisan, the month of Geula is here. We went through a hard winter, and everybody's looking forward to Zman Cheirus, Zman Geula. We're approaching Rosh Chodesh Nissan. How do we approach Rosh Chodesh Nissan? Shabbos, we have three Sifrei Torah, Parshas Vayikra, Parshas HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh. Something special is in the air. How do we approach Rosh Chodesh Nissan? So I said this part over, I think, last year, but also very, very powerful. We say by the Seder, we have the Simonim by the Seder. Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz. I'm going through it for a reason. Magid, Rochza, Moitzi, Matzah, Mora, Kairich, Shulchan Aruch, Sofim, Baruch, Halon, Yetzah. There's only one in the Siman that have a Vav in front of it. Kadesh, Urchatz. None of the others have a Vav. Go through all the Simanim, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, there's no Vav connecting one to the previous one. Kadesh, Urchatz is a Vav. Why is there a Vav? Kadesh and washing? You don't say and Karpas, and Yachat, and Magid, and Moitzi. Why is there a Vav? Ever think about it? Probably not. But why is there a Vav connecting Kadesh Urachatz together? Second of all, the Velt is the Kash. Everybody is the Kash. The Seder seems to be the opposite way around. Kadesh Urachatz. If a person wants to approach Kedusha, how do you approach Kedusha?
You wash.
First, you clean yourself. You go to the mikveh first. You wash yourself. You clean yourself, you come with the Shabbos, you take a night, you shower, you go to the mikveh, prepare yourself for Shabbos, and then Kadesh, and then you enter the Kedusha of Shabbos. And by the Seder, it's the other way around. First Kadesh, first the Kedusha, and after the Kedusha, Urchatz, wash yourself. Seems to be the other way around. Not the logical way of doing things. I am part of Motaira, and many, many, many different ideas are expressed. The Tiferes Shmuel says over a beautiful mashal to explain this whole idea. He says, if one wants to approach the king's palace, one wants to enter the king's palace. So before he enters the king's palace, he needs an appointment. And he has to make sure to come at the appointed time. And he has to make sure to be dressed properly. He's going to come looking at a shlump, but not looking proper. They're not going to let him in. He has to come with the proper cover, the proper respect, the proper decorum to enter into the king's palace. And if he tries to enter at the wrong time, they're not going to let him in. And a person under normal circumstances doesn't have the audacity, the chutzpah, to enter the king's palace at the wrong time, not dressed properly, not in a respectful manner. However, if a person is being chased, there are lists and the armed robbers chasing a person, shooting at him, and the only place he has, he's running by the king's palace, and the only place that he has to save himself is to run into the gates of the king's palace, he's not going to think twice. If there are armed robbers chasing after him, he's going to run through the gates of the king's palace, even though he's not dressed properly, even though he doesn't have the appointment, and he'll take his chances, because he knows if he stays out, there's no future. He has no hope. His only hope is to run into the king's palace, into the king's gates. Says the Tiferes Shmuel, that's exactly what happened in Pesach. We were in Mitzrayim. We sunk down to Memtes Shari Tumah. We were down by the 49th level of Tumah. We were right there. Had we stayed in Mitzrayim a little bit longer, we would have hit the 50th level of Tumah, and Chazal tell us there will be no way out. We wouldn't have been able to come out of Mitzrayim. Had we hit the 50th level of Tumah, it will be too late. So what did Hashem do? Hashem gave us two mitzvahs, Dam Pesach and Dam Milah. The mitzvah of the Dam, the Korban Pesach, and the mitzvah of Bris Milah, and those two mitzvahs were enough, the Kadesh, Kedusha, to pull us out. Sometimes you have to jump into the Kedusha. Sometimes when the Tumah is so strong, and a person is in the Tumah, there's no time for the Urachat. There's no time first to wash oneself. There's no time first to cleanse oneself. Kadesh, to jump right into the Kedusha. Just like we left Mitzrayim, we have to jump into the Kedusha. Chap those two mitzvahs that Hashem gave us, Dan Pesach and Dan Milah, and by grabbing onto those two mitzvahs, we're able to pull ourselves up. After we pulled ourselves up, now it's time to go to the mikveh. Now it's time to clean yourself. But first comes the Kadesh. And that's why the Vav connects the two. It's Kadesh Urachatz. The Kadesh by itself is not enough. The Kadesh has to come with the Urachatz afterwards. The Kadesh is only because a person was so low, pull yourself up, be Mikadesh. But don't think that that's it. After the Kadesh, so together with the Kadesh comes the Urachatz, comes the washing. Ideally, wash yourself first, but it's not always possible. Sometimes you have to do that step of Kedusha first. But Kadesh, but it goes together with the Urachatz, the washing that comes afterwards. Kadesh, Urachatz. Kadesh and washing. And that lesson is true for life. We go through life, and sometimes we find ourselves in situations where we don't even know how we got there. We wish it never happened, but it's there. And a person feels, how do I get out of it? I'm such a rut. And he tries, okay, I'll try to improve myself. I'll try to wash myself. It doesn't work. The Yitzhar pulls him down a little bit further. In those situations, Kadesh. Grab on to a Dovah Shem Kedusha. Grab on. Take something, a Dovah Shem Kedusha. Learn a Mishnah. Grab on to anything. Grab on to a Dovah Shem Kedusha. And that Dovah Shem Kedusha will be the first step. If you grab on to the Dovah Shem Kedusha, afterwards you can do the Urachatz. Sometimes you have to grab the Kedusha first in order to do the Urachatz. Afterwards, the order is Kadesh, Kadesh Urachatz. Comes Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Nissan has that kayach. But Nissan Nigalu, Nissan Asidin Ligal. The Gula is in Nissan. Nissan has that kayach of Gula. Every person can redeem himself from his situation, from his taivis, his yetzahara, his troubles. But a person has to make that step, Kadesh. Take that Kedusha. Take that Dovah Kedusha. Grab onto anything, even small as it might be. Kadesh. And once a person has a Kadesh, Urachatz, it leads to the cleansing afterwards. One then with one story. Last week was the yard site of the Rebbe Bel Melech Milizhensk, Chofar HaFador. Tell about one nice. The Rebbe Bel Melech Milizhensk used to be Noy Golus. Many times he went out, and he used to probe Golus. He used to travel around incognito, in the skies. No one knew who he was. As a way of a kapara, and a way of coming closer to Hashem, he would travel around, and without the covered, without the crowds, and nobody knew who he was. And he used to do that many times, and people didn't even know where, his family didn't even know where he went. He would come back. He was on one of his Golus expeditions, and he meets some people who live near his town, and he hears them talking that Elazar is very sick. Elazar is very sick. The Rebbe Bel Melech had a son, Elazar, and the implication was that this was his son. He thought it was his son. And he hears the people talking that Elazar is very sick, the doctors say there's very little hope, and he says, if that's the case, I have to go home. I can't stay, I have to go home and see what can be done. And he starts going back to Luzhensk. He's walking back home, and he meets some other people from his town. And he says to them, tell me, how's Elazar? They say to him, Elazar, your son Elazar is fine. But I heard Elazar is sick. Oh, it's not your son a loso? It's a loso. That's the son of the bathhouse attendant. The one who takes care of the bathhouse has a son a loso. His son's the one that's sick. Your son is fine. So the Elimelech says, oh, it's not my son. He feels a little relief. It's not his son. A few seconds later, he says to himself, Elimelech, he says, if after being in Golos this whole time, when you find that it's not your son, and it was another Yid who has a tzara, another Yid who has a trouble, and all of a sudden it doesn't bother you, everything is fine, it doesn't bother you like it bothered you when it was your son, if that's the case, the Golos that you went through accomplished nothing, it didn't bring you closer to Hashem, turned around, and it went back into Golos again. But holy Chodeshness, and Chodeshness is a busy time. It's busy. Every house is upside down. Clearly, some houses are ahead, some are behind. Everybody's busy. But if you ask anybody, wait on for Pesach, where's a cheshbon? 2 weeks left to Pesach, that's about the only thing we agree on is 2 weeks left to Pesach. But where we're holding and how much has to be done and who's doing what and how it's going to get done, everybody is different. We all agree we have 2 weeks left. And tensions run very high there in the houses. Some places more than others, some houses less than others, but the tensions run high, people get very nervous, people get upset, and things don't always work out the way we want. And even if you're going away for Pesach, there's also a lot of preparations that have to get done. Digger is fail for somebody else. Don't just sit back and let yourself fail for somebody else. Everybody could use help. Everybody could use a good word. Everybody needs a little encouragement. It's difficult to prepare for Pesach. It's a mitzvah. Forget the attitude we should have ideally is it's a mitzvah to prepare for Pesach. And we're kind of a mitzvah every cleaning and every avodah that we do for Pesach. But we live in a real world where things, tensions do run high. Fail for somebody else. If we sit back, it's okay by me. We don't feel for somebody else. What are all your preparations worth? It's time to go back into Golos. Feel for somebody else. Before people have a big mistake, they think, you know what's a mitzvah to help? Outside the house. Outside the house, this one needs help. That one needs help. That organization, it's very good. But what about inside the house? Inside the house, a lot of help is needed also. When a person gets too busy outside the house, doesn't help enough inside, that's also not right. Go back. A person has to turn around and see what has to be done in the house and help out. And if I can't, the more a person helps out, the more nachas is in the house, and the more it's a pleasant atmosphere in the house, and the person can be zeichet the tremendous, tremendous heights and ruchnias by having a calm house and helping out where it needs to be done. So let's haka, help out in the house, help out outside the house, ishtak be zeichet 2 weeks after Pesach, should be able to come to Pesach with Yishuv Adas, with a clear heart, a clear mind. Okay. We still have time to become a Pesach, the Mesa Mikdash, continue to do all that.